out of work. I was on unemployment in D.C. I show you how you can turn things around in your life. And I had to call the unemployment office. And I don't know if you ever tried to call. It's like calling the Motor Vehicle Bureau. It can be difficult. You know, you get all these recordings and stuff. And that was depressing. I mean, I dialed the number 10 trillion times before it even rang. And it was getting busy signal all the time. And then, you know, because I wasn't sure. I was living in College Park. I was working in D.C. until the job ended. I was trying to figure out how I was going to get unemployment. And I called the unemployment place, and finally it rang. I couldn't believe it. So I'm sitting there, and then after the ringing, it got a recording. You have reached the District of Columbia Office of Unemployment. Please hold it when the next available person is... And then they play music, and then it repeats again. You have reached it. I'm hating life. Finally, someone picked up the phone. But wouldn't you know, as I was leaning on the windowsill, waiting for them to answer the phone, we had set flypaper there, because we had a lot of flies. It was an unusually hot summer. And I was breathing the fumes from that flypaper there. So the lady said, "Hello, District of Columbia, Office of Unemployment. Can I help you?" I just said,
"Black slacks."
The lady said, "This is the unemployment office. Hello."
"Black slacks.
Is this a joke call? We're very busy here today."
"Black slacks."
You see, the fumes from that flyer paper had gone up in my...
"Black slacks."
I had the phone cradled in my ear, my arms out like Dawn of the Dead.
"Black slacks." "I'm ready to go. When I put them on, I'm a cool daddy-o." "Black slacks."
The lady said, "Sir, I'm going to hang up this phone unless we have a rational discussion."
"Black slacks."
"You realize there are people that are out of work now that need these benefits to feed hungry families."
"Black slacks."
"Young children waiting the very mercy food."
"Black slacks."
You see, I wanted to ask the lady and explain who I was and I needed unemployment, but all I could say was...
"Black slacks. I'm ready to go. When I put them on, I'm a cool daddy."
I started hopping around my kitchen, playing the air guitar. Is working on the frets. You see, I was using the cord of the telephone. Like it was a string, and I was playing it in the wah-wah with my palm. Yeah. The lady said, "Sir, we're going to trace this call. Do you realize it is a misdemeanor to call the Office of Unemployment with a harassing call?"
"Black slack."
See, I was too far gone by then to care about any misdemeanors.
"Black slack."
I was a man whose brain was not his own.
"Black slack."
My head started lolling on my shoulders.
"Black slack."
My eyes kind of rolled up in my head like I was having a white eye roll back.
"Black slack. I'm ready to go. When I put them on, I'm a cool daddy-o."
When I started playing the air guitar, I didn't realize it, but she'd traced the call. Police evac team was rallying around side my place. Someone with a megaphone said, "Come out! You in there, come out!" I said,
"Black slacks, I'm ready to go. When I put them on, I'm a cool daddy."
Needless to say, I was somewhat nonplussed. I said, "Hey, does this unemployment plan include dental?"
The Grease Man Show, DC 101.